the recognition that there was evidence being brought to me that behind what seemed to be a very prosperous land, there was a tremendous amount of poverty among children. I have had a lot of reaction to my suggestion last May that we should hold this forum, all of it positive, go ahead, do it. And today we heard a dramatic story of what the facts and figures are. And I think Ireland needs to waken up to the fact that behind the success of the Celtic Tiger in the south and in the north behind the smokescreen of the Troubles, poverty among children and young people is alive and well, and it's got to be faced up to by government, by non-government organisations, but chiefly by the church.
What outcomes do you think are possible from a day like today?
I think people are first of all much better informed. I think they have got the grisly facts exposed to them. I hope that they will recognise that there's a crying need to do something about this, and I hope that we'll have the guts, if you'll forgive me saying it, the guts to do something about it as churches.
Do you think churches can be agents of social change?
I think they've always been. But I would make the point that I think often a committed Christian is as powerful an agent for change than an institution. I think of people I have known who have changed history, have changed the movement of times, have made people change their minds, have led them, have influenced them, and they did it on their own. Sometimes when the institutional church creaks into action, it doesn't achieve the same that a committed, courageous person can do. But I believe that this is not to deny the fact that the church is still a very powerful voice in this land.
And taking a wider view, do you think there are other issues the church might address?
I think to introduce to a growing secular society the real meaning of compassion. I think that's the key to an awful lot of the problems, not just the ones we looked at today, but the problems of society where there is a cheapness of life, a cheapness of morality, a cheapness of respect. All that can be addressed by the spiritual dimension of compassion and dignity. And that's what I believe the church should stand for.